Year of the underdog. Professional sports like football certainly mirror capitalism, and the establishment of an elite who are awarded with pots of gold while the less successful, without big money sponsorship, barely exist. In this sense, Leicester City's success is more than a rags-to-riches story. Yes, at the beginning of the 2015/16 season they were one of the favourites for relegation. Yes, they were 5,000-1 outsiders to win the Premiership. Yes, they were a team without any big stars and a new manager who was dismissed by the press and pundits as the Tinkerman. But these were the ingredients of an anti-establishment candidate Jeremy Corbyn struggling to get enough nominations for the Labour Party leadership election and Bernie Sanders crowdfunding, rather than corporate funding his campaign for the Democratic Party nomination for president. When another Premiership manager championed Leicester's cause, Tony Pulis of West Bromwich Albion, when home supporters applauded the away team Leicester City, and when over 200,000 thronged the streets of Leicester to cheer their champions, this is a rejection of the elite ethos. With Leicester's success, Bernie Sanders' campaign and Jeremy Corbyn's hold of the Labour Party, in 2015/16 we have witnessed the beginning of the 99% finding its voice. John Merrill, Leicester,